Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Paizo's Pathfinder 2.0 Extinction Curse. We play that game still. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for the Misguided and Misfitted Adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello.
Elmer.
Hello.
Marcus.
Hello.
And Zach.
Hello.
Did it again. I did it right. All right. So last week on our adventure, you guys went ahead and had two combats. There's questions about morality with the issues around David, and we can talk about that later. But you guys did save the...
Fuck David. Go on, sorry.
You guys did save the family. One of them is currently dying. But with no threat around you, it should be fine. Although I think he's on his last death save.
I kind of stabilize.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Stabilize and we're good. So everyone's alive, but pretty beat up. And you guys also dealt with a plant that almost ate Naz. So now if you would like because of David.
Yes, exactly.
We should have fed David to the plant. That would have been the ultimate moment punishment.
That would have been great.
So we're doubling down.
Can we redo
down
last episode?
Do you want to just do you want to record?
We can still eat him ourselves.
I like that idea.
We can still eat David. I Fidget will not participate in cannibalism.
It's not cannibalism.
He's a humanoid with actual intelligence. It's cannibalism.
Not my problem.
I call that just Darwinism.
The only humanoid thing about him is that he a bitch.
well, Joe, before we get into the actual episode, you did announce that we all leveled up. Do you want to do a round table?
I guess if you guys really want to talk about your levels, if you want to do all that. Yeah. Nathan, what did Fidget happen to come upon in level 3?
Well, Fidget got a lot of stuff. Most importantly, she got two things related to magic. She has level 2 spells now, which is great, and they're really powerful, and I'm really happy with them. But one of the cooler things you get as a sorcerer is you get something called signature spells, which in Pathfinder 2, when some spells, as you get more leveled up with your spells and you get more spell slots, you can learn a heightened version of a spell, but that consumes, you have to learn that spell at that same higher level. So it would take up a spell slot. But with a sorcerer with signature spells, you can freely heighten those spells to whatever level you need as long as you have that spell slot without taking too much of your actual repertoire slots. So I don't need to learn magic missile at third level. As long as I still have it at first level, I can just heighten it up to a third level spell slot instead of having to have magic missile on two lists. It's kind of a weird thing to explain. It took me a while to actually read into it and actually learn what it meant. But yeah, so that's cool. And then I picked up a feat called No Cause for Alarm. And what I can do is I can use this feat whenever some of my companions are affected by fear, or I guess by mind effects, I think, or is it just fear? No, by the frighten effect. And I can use all three of my actions to calm them down and potentially remove the fear condition off them.
That's actually really cool.
It is super cool.
No, yeah.
That's nice of you.
Level 3 seems like a pretty big deal for sorcerers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next up would be Grimlock. And I don't know what a level 1 person like you does.
I basically, you get this thing kind of like a Death Star. It's floating in the sky and you command it to shoot whatever you want, any target. And that's basically level 3.
Doomhammer.
You know, if Nathan didn't laugh, I might have been like, oh, that's cool.
That's
damn it, Nate.
That's like anime villain type of powers right there. Just bring down meteors from the sky.
No, basically the main thing I get is called reconfigure. My weapon, I chose a very specific feature for it right now, which is like the ability to like grapple and trip people, right? There's like a list of them. So what I could now do is I could spend a day to tinker with my invention to like change that attribute. So you could like add a, you know, a dice of damage or change it to like be able to do, you know, slicing damage, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's like the main thing. Nice.
Okay. And then what else? The feat I chose, fast recovery. I think Grimlock's tired of like, you know, getting beat up on. So now he, I get more hit points from resting. So maybe I could spring my feet a little faster. And also I deal with poisons and diseases a lot better now.
And you're already a dwarf, so you already deal with that pretty easily, right? Is that a dwarf feature?
I don't think so. I think that's a certain feature you have to pick up or a certain type of dwarf.
Well, okay.
I have the as a forged dwarf.
You have the what?
Like hot resistance, heat, right? That's what I'm right now. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you're basically the tank now.
I've accepted my responsibility.
I'm glad that you've done that.
Yay.
Let's go with the fake tank. Elmer, what do you get?
I don't know why I'm a fake tank. I don't think I ever tried to be a tank.
You're just another upfront fighter that...
Akbu did, and look what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to go in on you.
Too soon. So I've just got some basic like bonuses to my skill feats. A cool one, Untrained Improvisation. Essentially is that even if I'm untrained in something and I have a +0 bonus, if I have to roll for it or like use a skill check for it, I could add a bonus equal to half my level instead of just doing a +0. So that's cool. Yeah. And then I have another skill or feat actually that I think will be pretty nifty. Steady balance. I'll be able to balance better on thin ledges. I won't be flat-footed when I'm on there.
On horses.
Yeah, exactly. Horses too. Yeah, and I'll be able to use my acrobatics check in certain scenarios instead of a reflex check. But then I got vivacious speed, mostly for combat. If I have a panache point, I get a +10 to my movement. But what I'm really excited about is this reaction skill that I got, opportune riposte stay or riposte. So if you critically fail while trying to attack me, Joe, I get an attack of opportunity.
Oh shit.
Yes. That's essentially what it is.
And your AC went up this level too, right?
My AC also went up by 1. So I have an AC of 20. Plus, so if I'm looking at you, I get like a +2, I think, or +1 situational AC. It's like +2 or +1 if I could see you coming.
That's part of your class. Your AC is just going to keep going up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can I switch classes?
Unfortunately for you, Elmer, Joe never rolls below a 15. So you'll never be able to use that riposte. He's using these DM hacks.
You got the hacks.
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
You got the Game Shark.
Game Shark. I like sick ref.
Speaking of you, Zach, what did you get for your level 3?
I got toughness, which adds 3 points to my health and pickpocket. Pretty self-explanatory, but I can't steal anything that's too obvious or extremely noticeable.
So like shoes?
Shoes, armor, wielded objects. I can't steal that completely, but I'm going to try. Naz is going to try.
Of course you are.
You can't just snatch a purse from a lady?
Not from a lady, but...
Maybe a kid, right?
Maybe. We'll see.
Definitely a baby.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot babies have purses.
All the babies in this town will no longer have purses or lollipops. And Marcus?
I now have some level 2 spells. Have bumped up my medicine skill to expert.
Smart.
And got a feat. Ancestral Paragon, which I used to get, which basically you can get another ancestral feat off of it. And I used it to get Goblin Scuttle, which whenever an ally moves adjacent to me, I can take like a step away or closer, wherever. And then also, what?
So an ally gets closer to you and you can step away from them.
Yeah. So if an ally moves adjacent to me, I can take one movement. I can take one step anywhere I want.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then also perception and fortitude saves are now expert. And that's pretty much it.
Damn. Whoa. That's crazy. I don't get that.
Druids, man.
We also, we all got skill increases too. So I don't know if we want to share that about that. Yeah. That's kind of like,
That's the way. We can skip that. I think everyone just wanted to hear the juicy stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you guys are in this barn still. There's little tiny fires that are slowly dying out. But Riker is on the ground after Naz cast Stabilize. Grimlock's on the ground.
Snap.
After Naz.
Snap.
Snap's on the ground too?
Snap cast Stabilize.
Oh, yes. Yes. You don't want Naz to cast Stabilize. I don't know what would happen.
It's a lot of spit.
Some racism. Some goblin racism.
Yeah.
I also had stabilized. I stabilized them both.
Okay.
So neither of them are dying.
So Malika is actually going to run over to Riker and just, hey, honey, are you okay? Are you okay? Can you get him up? Someone?
He won't die, but
I don't think we should move him.
He can't do anything right now, but he'll live.
Okay, just, all right, Fidget, I don't know what's going on, but you guys seem okay. You guys seem like good people. This was not a good couple days for us.
Well, yeah, and I see that. What happened? Like, why? How did you and your family end up here?
Well, that little halfling, she came into the house and she had a bunch of methods and they roughed us up a little bit. They brought us over here. They tied us up to the pole and they barely fed us. We're hungry. I could tell you that. We're thirsty. If you guys have water, that'd be great. Give it to Ama first.
Yeah, I'm sure Fidget has like a water skin and some probably just like road rations, whatever. She'll share that with them just to kind of keep the energy up.
Yeah, they chug the water.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Malika's like, she just kept talking about how bad this town was, how it was the problem for everything, and it was really bad. And she was talking to the Mephits about how she just wanted everyone to leave the town, and then when she heard about the circus coming, she thought if she could just kill all of you, it'd make everyone leave. And the days all seemed to just melt together, but there was only two people that visited them, and there was these two, like, I don't know, guys that just walked in. They seemed really shady. They seemed really, I don't know, loose. And they just, the stall, oh yeah, the Lindo brothers, they were here too. Ama, close your ears. Earmuffs, Ama. And the little girl just closes her ears. Mm-hmm. And Malik's like, I heard screams. I heard it was bad. The two loose people like walked into the stall, and we heard the Lindo brothers before, and they were talking, and you know, they were being the Lindo brothers, they were joking around, and then they just started screaming, and then I didn't hear them anymore.
Yeah, it's we already dealt with the brothers. They were already in the town, and it was too late for them, and we laid them to rest.
Oh God.
I guess these loose people were probably just other hosts, and like she addresses like the group for the host thing, because she doesn't know what she wouldn't expect Malika to know what she's talking about. But
what do you mean hosts?
It's better.
Fidget, do I want to know?
No, you don't want to know.
Okay.
It wasn't a really good sight.
Okay.
But so you only saw the halfling, and then just the two other people, and then the Lindo brothers, and that's it? That's all they were here?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a bunch of animals that came by. the halflings seem to just be in control of them.
Okay.
And then the Mephits, those things. And she looks at the ground.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can we, as a group, this is me, the player talking. Can we assume that those Mephits were the ones that we had locked up into that like tomb place at the church? Like, there's no more like God, like, because in my head we had locked up David and another like big sized like creature, not like these Earth Mephits.
They weren't. You wouldn't think they were big sized, but they weren't the same. They didn't sound the same.
So there's something else there's still something else wandering around that we haven't encountered yet.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's dangerous per se.
Okay. All right.
But I did hear her talk about the Hermitage a lot. She seemed to be from them. She seemed to be part of the Hermitage.
Huh.
That's it. I want to go home. And then Amy walks in. Mommy, Daddy, can we go home?
Malika, unfortunately, when we arrived at your mill, it was destroyed.
Roll deception.
No. I don't need to.
Why would they be expecting you to be deceptive about that, though?
It's because I'm lying. I'm actually... I have to pass my lie.
Yeah.
Fidget feels like a bad lie, too.
Anytime there is a lie going on, you roll deception, and it goes against their static, like, perception DC.
God damn it. My deception. She's not a good liar.
Aren't you the face?
Yeah, but I'm not a good liar. My deception isn't great. I'm not proficient in deception.
Well, she is a civilian, so the DC is going to be low.
Well, I mean, hopefully I can roll some rocks out here. Come on, first roll. Okay, 19.
Yeah, that's enough.
I rolled a 15 plus my 4.
It was destroyed?
Yeah,
my family. We spent years on that.
Yeah. Yes, but Malika, look. It's gone, but you're fine. Your daughter's fine, and your husband will recover. Like it'll be fine. Like as long as you are alive, you can rebuild.
You're right, Fidget.
And you know what? Maybe you can make it better and bigger. You know the town of Aberton. They're good people. You know they'll help you. You know.
Yeah.
The mill will get back up and running in no time.
You know, Fidget. I don't know if I want to be a miller anymore.
What do you want to be, Malika?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, you could do whatever you want. I mean, you could do whatever. Like, maybe this could be the fresh start for your family, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Emma, do you like that? Do you want to start something new? Yeah, Ma, but I do want to go get Mr. Cuddles.
Malika, it's gone. Like nothing's there. You can't go back.
Mr. Cuddles might be dead, but whatever.
What?
Oh, I said that out loud.
Look, Malika, why don't you and your daughter think about what you want to do, and we're gonna take a look around the barn and see if they left anything behind for us to have leads on or something. Okay.
Okay. You guys seem magical. If you could just please heal Riker, maybe.
We don't. We're not that kind of magic.
We don't have that kind of magic.
I could try. I could do a medicine check.
Lady, if you're having some kind of crisis, we could always use, I guess, some people willing to throw fisticuffs. So there's that.
Anna Carmen, it's... Let's just leave him alone for a little bit, okay? This is the... You know.
I mean, hey, like... They helped out, and honestly, if it was somebody else, I think I might start starting to like Naz a little bit, but if it was somebody else that got eaten, you know, I wouldn't have been Naz, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's a success for healing him. I got a 19. So, 2d8. It'll be 4 damage. He gets healed.
Alright, he opens his eyes, and his skin is, parts of it's charred, but he's awake.
Can I ask?
Charred, like black?
Like
third degree burns.
Like, his left leg is like, there's
is this man in blackface right now?
Like, legit, Joe, like, he's like he's cooked, essentially. Like,
his left leg has a section of it that looks pretty messed up.
Ready to eat? Oh.
So did you step over Grimlock's body while you went to go heal this dude?
She's
Grimlock's down. Grimlock is down.
You guys could drag me out.
I fail.
I think afterward, I think you failed?
Not critically, but he just doesn't get healed. I got
don't we have one more potion? don't we have one more potion? We haven't used any potions, have we?
I don't think so.
I think I have the one vial. Yeah, because you have the herd, you have the herds, and I have the one vial that I haven't used yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, don't waste it. Just carry me out. We'll finish the day. Heal me in an hour.
Well, he failed, so we have to wait an hour. You're okay with just being unconscious for an hour and see if, like,
you guys got to carry my body. Yeah, that's fine.
If he's stable, he should be fine, right, Joe? He'll just wake up in an hour because he'll get like a hit point back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Grimlock, we'll put Grimlock aside.
Can anyone even carry Grimlock?
No.
And Garmin got to drag him.
Well, I guess I could drag
him. Put me on your dirt horse.
I can't even do it.
I can't do it either. I got noodle arms.
Noodle arms?
Okay. Snap can maybe carry his weapon.
Should I roll for it? Should I roll to see if I can drag?
Strong fart. We have no magical healing and we have no strength.
No, you're gonna be able to. It's just you're gonna be dragging him along.
I know. Just leave me.
I do it effortlessly.
He rolled a natural 20. Yeah. He's still gonna be
struggling. You spin him on your finger like a basketball.
I don't know what it is about dwarfs. They're so small, but this one is very dense. Very, very dense.
One would say rotund. So, I guess we'll spend the next hour investigating this place, see if we can find anything interesting, or maybe some kind of clues or whatever. Do you need a roll for that, or are we just like...
No, you can just take your time.
We're taking 20.
Yeah. So, in the room to the south of where the family was, about two rooms over where Anna Carmen is standing in front of, you can smell... just awfulness.
Gross.
It's closed. You can't really see in it, but if you want to check it out, you can.
No. Oh, it's probably these. It's probably the remains of the loose people she saw. Those loose people were probably the old hosts for those worms, and then the worm just switched over to the Lindell brothers. I mean, yeah, Fidget will start going through the stuff just to make sure we don't miss anything, because we need more clues.
So you are right. It's just a pot, two piles of loose skin.
Yeah, it's gross.
With gray robes, there's two tridents leaned up against the wall.
Ooh, trident.
Two tridents, and there is a symbol that's laid with the robes,
like a medallion.
Yes,
kind of thing. All right. Well, what do you need to be? Do you need like a religion check to
identify? Need religion or occultism.
I got a cult. I'm training in occultism. If anyone else wants to roll religion or occult with me, they can. It's a 10. I rolled a 5 plus 5.
No. I mean, you know that these are symbols of Gazra because you've seen them around, but there's 18. Something weird about it.
Wait, an occultism?
Oh, go for it.
The jagged runes seem to represent demonic symbols. Like it was defaced with demonic symbols.
Mm.
Nothing magical to him. It's just the holy symbol of Gazra that's been defaced.
Yeah.
And then you know that there's ladders to the north and south. You want to go upstairs.
Snap will stay with the injured. Not really exploring.
Alright.
Yes. But I had a question. But Gazra is that symbol we've been seeing all over the place, right? The leaf, like the one on the blanket and all that kind of stuff. And we know that these... that this hermitage of druids and stuff, they all follow Gazra, right? Because he's like, they're like the god of nature or something like that, the natural cycle.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, at least I know that. I don't know if Fidget knows that or if that information got portrayed. Okay.
You guys know that.
All right. So we'll go. I mean, I'll still keep exploring. I don't know if anyone else wants to, but I'll go upstairs. And is it, you said upstairs and downstairs or just an upstairs?
There's just an upstairs.
All right. Yeah. I'll go up the ladder. And look around upstairs and see if I can find anything.
Okay. Anyone else going with him?
No, it's fine. I can do it.
I will.
I'll do it myself.
Oh, okay. Nope. I will.
So upstairs, like on, like under your feet, you just feel and see and smell just a whole bunch of rat shit.
Gross.
And all especially right. That's right next to the bed. Gross. It's not a bed. It's a bedroll.
Gross.
This looks like where she was sleeping.
For someone who liked rats and you know, was all about nature and all that, didn't know how to take care of them. This is disgusting.
Some might say she was the most connected to nature amongst this.
Well, I feel like that's not entirely true, because rats are you know, they're very clean creatures. You know, and all this shit around here, like, this is not good. This is because of a bad home maintenance and of them being, you know, not in their right minds. Animals, you know, animals don't shit where they sleep.
Okay.
At least that's what Bartholomew tells me.
Okay.
I don't usually poop in this pocket. I'd like to not talk about that, though.
So, all right. So I'm assuming we see the runes on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, below you see runes. What looks like the symbol for Gazra again, in the middle. But if you roll an occultism check.
Oh, I can. That's a 19.
You can tell that those symbols on the outside of the Gazran symbol are definitely demonic symbols, and this is like a summoning circle. Very well detailed summoning circle related to Gazra and with some demonic twist.
So I think this is where the Nemanja, this is where she summoned all of her little minions that we've been fighting and coming across this whole day. This has been a long ass day. We need to sleep.
Destroy it.
I'll destroy it. I mean, like, do I know if I disrupt it, it'll do anything, or is it already spent?
It's so already spent, and it would need someone to actually use the magic to do it. And you dealt with the person that was doing that.
Yeah, okay, yes, yes. She's already. Kind of makes me wonder if, like, we were supposed to kill her so early on. Like, I wonder if she was supposed to escape, and we just didn't let her.
You never know.
There's nothing else up here? Like, nothing in the
bedroll? You take your time, you look around. In the bedroll, there is a very, very well detailed map of Aberton.
Okay.
With, like, everyone's goings and comings. Along with also the camp.
Our camp? Or the Hermitage?
Oh, okay. Your camp.
Is it stained with rat poop? I feel like it is.
There's some yellow tints to it.
Okay.
It's a rat pee, okay.
And then there's also a little vial.
Nope.
A rat pee?
It is yellow.
Okay. Do I have to identify it?
Yes. It is magical, so you can use...
Occultism?
Occultism.
That's a 10. That's an 11. I don't think that's going to cut it.
That's not going to cut it.
All right. Well, Fidget will pocket it and wait until, like, she'll push...
Wait.
Yes?
I would like to use my normal, like, my new skill, the untrained improvisation, to be able to try to identify it if Joe allows it.
Yeah, I will for this.
Cool. Right. Yeah, so I'm untrained, so I get a bonus of half my level. What are we doing for half of 3? Plus 1? Plus 2?
Plus 1.
Cool. I'm untrained, but I still have a plus 1 in it anyway, so that's a total of plus 2, but let's see what happens. 17 plus 2, 19, let's go. What is it, Joe?
It is an oil of mending.
Oil of mending. I've seen this before, Fidget. It is an oil of mending.
Basically, it if you put it on a structure, it casts the level 2 spell mending on it.
Okay, so it can repair an item. All right, well, we don't have any items that are broken, but it's a really well-traveled to identify it, you know? I mean, even with me, like, a lot of times with things like this, and sometimes it'll just, like, come to me, or like, I feel like my magical abilities allow me to, like, take a peek at objects, but it's amazing how you just, like, saw it in my hand and you identified it immediately. It's really impressive.
I am a person of many surprises, Fidget, as you will learn.
Yeah, I see that.
Is Fidget okay. throwing shade?
Fidget. I think Fidget's kind of a jealous person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can see that. You know, when Naz does her thing, she was jealous of Naz, and like, you know, because she feels like sometimes she's not really bringing a lot to the table here, and you know, when something that is supposed to be her expertise doesn't work and someone else figures it out, I think she kind of gets a little jealous, you know, a little bit of envy. I think Fish is just an insecure person.
All right. Well, that's all that's up there.
Okay.
You guys can come back downstairs and.
So gang, I think we just found Nemanja's, like, her little hidey hole over here, and where she got all these crazy creatures to spawn and do her bidding and all that. But so, I mean, I think the only thing we could do now is, I guess, finally go back to the mayor and tell him we found everything and he can finally, you know, be cooperative with us and get us to the Hermitage, because, you know, we probably could have solved a lot more problems if we just went there first, but who knows. But, I mean, I think maybe we've had a really big day, and I think we all of us need to take a rest. We've been wandering around this town all day, and you need to get some sleep, and Grimlock definitely needs a rest. He took a real beating today.
Still sprawled out on the floor, face down. drool coming out of his mouth.
If he's, like, alive. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's fine.
You guys can go ahead and leave this area, but when you do, can I get a perception throw by the party?
Uh-oh. Fidget got a 19.
Yeah, I got a 14 plus 7, 21.
Snap got a 22.
Snaz got 11.
Snap, you see underneath Fidget's foot, there's a piece of paper. Like, stuck to it.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Snap will just point at it so Fidget can see it. Like, just point out to her.
Okay. Embarrassed. She just lift her foot and grab it. When did the fuck this happen?
Well, with the rat poop upstairs, it seemed to have created an adhesive and stuck it to your foot.
That's so gross. Ugh. All right. Yeah, she'll take the paper and, like, you know, look at it. Gingerly, with her holding it by like her index finger and her thumb as gingerly as possible, not to actually try to touch the paper.
It's a little sketching of like a very muscular, well-toned male, and he is holding Nemanja up in the air, and there's like little hearts all around it.
What the fuck?
We got the new boss.
Is this supposed to mean something? I'm just confused. Okay. I guess she'll show it to the group and be like, I don't know what this is. And I don't know what this is supposed to mean. Do you think Nemanja drew this?
What the hell is this?
I don't know. I don't even know where it came from. It just was on my shoe.
Well, it came from your foot, first of all.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was like down here or upstairs in the circle of rat poo, or I don't know. Well, I'm just really confused.
I would hazard a guess it was like, yeah, up there, since there's also poop on it.
Do you think it's important? I don't think it's important. Do I recognize like the muscular figure in the drawing, Joe?
No, it looks like a very attractive man.
A human man? Like a very human man? A
very, very attractive human man.
Like who?
And like throwing what? Up and like, throwing up a drawing of Nemanja.
Oh. Like Joe, whatever his name is.
Joe Montana. Are you thinking about yourself?
Oh, you know what? No. I was thinking of Joe Mangello. But no, it's going to be Brendan Fraser when he was playing Tarzan.
Oh, excuse me, George the Jungle?
George of the Jungle, yes. Not
How
Tarzan.
Dare you sorry. Smirk Brendan Fraser like this?
Yes, I'm sorry. Brendan Fraser when he was playing George of the Jungle.
You know, I held out hope that it was going to be somebody else. Like, in my mind, like, the number one pick would have been Steve Buscemi, but
That's a man's man.
He said muscular. That man has never been muscular in his life.
I mean, but Brendan Fraser's cool.
He was a fireman.
Was he muscular? Yeah, was he seeing muscular?
He did enough. I don't know.
No disrespect. He's just a skinny dude.
All right, back to the weird fan art. So, and it's just a muscular Brendan Fraser throwing up a picture of Mnemonia.
Is this porn?
Yeah, what is this? What am I looking at?
It looks a little sensual.
Should we be looking at it?
I don't.
Naz wants to take it. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess Fidji will fold it up.
And
put it in her bag, I guess.
I got just next.
It just feels really strange that's there, and like maybe if she'll keep it on and use it as a reference it for other muscular human men that we meet to see if she recognizes that.
How are we sharing this amongst the party? Brendan Fraser. How do we get this timeshare going?
I have it tonight. Pass. We'll draw straws.
Draw straws.
Okay. Sign up sheet.
All right. Is Grimlock awake now? I think
it's been an hour. He hasn't one hit point has regained. Right.
Grimlock.
I could try to heal him again.
Yeah. Fidget will kind of squat down next to his face and like gently fan him. Try to get him.
Oh, it worked.
Try to get him to, get as comfortable as possible.
7 hit points. Is the other family still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could try and heal the dude again too.
Hi, how you feeling, Grimlock? You doing okay?
Nope, didn't work.
Ooh, I don't remember getting hit in my rib cage. What was that? I'm kind of sore there.
I think you took a bad fall when you got hit again.
Damn. Okay. Well,
Grimlock, I think I think you deserve. I think you, out of all of us, maybe deserved a good meal, a good hot meal, and some rest. So I think we're going to head back to the campsite, and we'll call it a day because we've been doing a lot today. The sun's probably setting by this time, right, Joe?
It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon now.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I think it's time to head.
Jam packed day. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
And then tomorrow we can. And then tomorrow, I think I said it to everyone else, and no one said anything. But I think tomorrow we'll go back to the mayor and see if he can finally give us some answers about that hermitage that he was talking about before, but wouldn't tell us the location, because we basically solved all of his problems.
And the mayor might know something about this fucking drawing.
Yes, and maybe he'll recognize this hunky man, and she'll show Grimlock the picture.
Oh. Did you draw that? What is that?
No, I just found. I think this halfling here isn't supposed to be the Nemanja lady that I killed.
Emphasis on the fact that Fidget killed her.
Yes, I guess. Fidget, yes, I killed Nemanja.
Now I'll take my rightful place.
I still don't know how I feel about it, but I did it. I killed a woman.
Is this not Fidget in the drawing? I feel like this is my. This might be Fidget in the drawing now after that speech.
The next day, the altar drawing's been altered, and it's now more Fidget-like. All right, so you guys go ahead and leave the barn, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's still carrying. She's also takes Sarah's boot too.
Okay. You just have a bunch of random shit.
Are we going to stop by?
A bunch of mementos.
Are we just going to leave David or tied to a tree?
Did
he stop there? Let's go check on him.
Did he bleed out, Joe?
Let's go check on him.
So,
I say leave him.
If you guys look to the south, David has made it about 10 feet away from the tree. It looks like he was able to crawl himself out, and he's just bleeding out.
Why is he bleeding out? Good. Did you stab him?
No, because fucking Naz sliced off a wing.
That's not a high pressure area, so blood.
It's not like an artery.
Yeah. You bleed out slow.
It's an appendage, guys. It's practically a limb.
Cry me a river. Just kidding.
He's fucking pouring you a river right now. A river of
blood. Does he even have blood? He's an air method. Is he just like, is he like, is he's like pouring out
air? Balloon? Is that like trail? Is that drawn trail? Is that blood?
Yeah. He's
trying to crawl away. Oh my God.
He's trying to get away.
He's a to get bitch. Away. He is such a little piece of shit.
Yeah. Fidget's like, well, I mean, I'll let you guys handle this. I'm washing my hands of David. He's not my problem anymore.
I am also going with Fidget.
I come out and I'm like, God damn it. This fucking little piece of shit. I should have stabbed him. Never again.
Maybe you should look in the distance. Put him out of his misery, you know.
No, he's laying there like 10 feet away from you.
Oh, he's laying there? Oh, yeah. So it's a puddle that's going that direction.
Wait, Fidget will step next to Naz real quick and look at David and is like, okay, David, this is your last chance. Before you lied to me and didn't tell us about the plant, you did mention Nemia had this. Where's the location of the stash?
Fidget, is that you? Fidget.
Oh, God.
David, I'm not in the mood to play these games.
Did you look upstairs?
Yeah, I look upstairs and I got this vial. And she pulls out the vial of Mendy.
And a very weird picture, David. Yeah,
oh, David, who's this man? David, oh, who's this man?
That's Belladelli.
Belladelli?
Belladelli.
Berardelli.
Give it down.
Benadryl.
His name is Marcos Bellinelli.
Marcos Bellinari.
Bellinelli.
Belladolly.
Just kill me. Just.
His name is Bellinelli. Like, as in,
are you serious, Joe? Demian Bjelica and Marcos Bellinelli. They're just basketball players. Foreign basketball players. It's so stupid.
Oh my God. Ew. Bellinelli, I don't even know where that would be from here.
All right, David. But why is this? Like, what is this? Like, what's going on here? Is he around here? Is he a part of this?
I think David's dead.
He died. He got his ear cut off, went blind, and then
dramatic.
I can't see you, Fidget. Are you there? He cut off my ear.
She would talk about him a lot. Like a lot. Like, especially when she was sleeping, it was weird. It was off-putting.
Okay, fine. So he's not here. He's not part of this, really. It's just probably a fascination. But what about her stash? Was this vial the only thing that was her stash? This one little thing was the thing that you were hyped me up about? Okay, all right. I'm done. All right. Snap. He's yours.
Eat him.
Kill him. I don't care anymore. He's useless.
I'm with Fidget.
He caused a lot of family pain. I'm done with this. I'm done with this creature.
Hi, Snap.
Snap, Naz, do your thing.
This is not Snap's business. He's just there to support his friends.
Actually said it.
Oh my God. I ran away.
Dude, you're gonna stab him. You're gonna stab him like three times.
Yeah,
Jesus.
You nicked yourself goodness. In the middle of there, though.
I know.
Yeah. So just
for the he got worked up in a frenzy.
Yeah, no talking. So can't waste time.
For the viewers, Naz rolled three times. One of them was a critical failure, but the other one. I mean,
He makes good contact, stabs himself in like the hand or so, and then gets it again. Like,
fuck!
It's a fucking piece of shit. Look what you made me do to myself.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
This is why you should fucking die.
And then I never had to use the voice again.
You chose this on yourself.
Also, guarantee, Joe, that you will go through your you know, your little roster of voices, and you will end up with
your four voices.
The like random Southern person, that
high pitched one. Your woman voice, your old man voice, and then you go back to the squeaky voice.
Your EuroLeague basketball player that sounds like he's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
All right, we go. We start making back to camp, and I guess
you're gonna bury David.
We'll also, no. We'll help Malika and her family to town. We'll help Malika. We'll put the burnt dad in the cart with
the burnt dad.
You guys make your way back to town.
Yeah, with the Millers behind, with the Millers with us.
Where are you gonna drop off the Millers?
At the mayor's house.
Yeah, at the mayor's house. Okay,
he's got a big mansion. He can house them. And I mean, I don't want to make the detour. Why are we at the Miller's house, Joe? Get us away from here. It's gone. We burned it. It's burnt down. It got destroyed. Because like if we take him to the inn that's really out of our way, you know, with the mayor's house is right on the way back to the circus.
Is the mayor's house still there though? Wasn't that the one burning?
No, it wasn't on fire. Just the firecracker, allegedly firecracker went off.
So you guys are approaching the mayor's house, and there seems to be a group of people outside. The mayor is there.
Uh-huh. Hey, sick rhyme.
There's a little mound in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Shut up. You shut your mouth, Joseph. Joseph, I swear to God.
And the kid's right next to him with the bandage on his head.
I fucking knew it. It's probably the kid's dog. He probably killed the dog. The dog ate the
firecracker. Grimlock is behind everyone. Like he shuffles in last.
Fidget, hey, why don't you everyone just, you know, hang back, look really solemn, you know. I'll take the Millers up to the front and then we'll just leave. We'll come back tomorrow and we'll deal with them, all right? Like don't worry, like I'm gonna make this real quick and we'll leave.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Go ahead, Fidget. Yeah, okay. handle it.
Okay. All right. She helps. She leads the Millers to the mayor. Hello, sir. Hey, everyone. Is everything okay?
No, Fidget. It's not.
Whoa. I mean.
Sorry. Sorry. That was rude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just. It's a sad day.
A lot of things have been happening. You know, me and my companions over there, we did all the things you asked, and we got into a lot of trouble. What was going on with you over here?
I don't know. When you guys left, there was a bang, and then all of a sudden the screaming. There's blood. Sorry, it's a lot for Timmy. Let me go talk to you over here, and he walks to you in the corner. Like, the dog never saw it coming, and it was everywhere.
God, that's so terrible.
And the dog had the cat in his mouth.
Oh my God.
So the cat's gone too, and the cat had his pet mouse in the mouth. So the mouse is gone.
The cat had a pet mouse in its mouth?
Yes, it was a terrifying scene.
What? You know, actually...
A massacre.
His name's Aber, right? Aberton? His name is Aberton, right?
Yes, his name is Aberton.
You know, Mayor Aberton, I actually wanted to come and talk to you today about something. See, me and my companions, we came across some very strange fellows in the town today. I don't know if anyone else was talking about him, but it was a really tall, like, clown man and a lady with a tiger.
You talk about the other circus?
Are they part of another circus? I had no idea. They were being very dangerous in the middle of your square. The juggler was throwing knives at people. You know, he was being really rude to your townsfolks. And you know, I saw him kick their own tiger. So I don't think they treat the animals very well. So I think maybe you should keep an eye out for them. I don't think they're going to be very good for your community.
No, just circuses in general. It's not been good. I think we just need to have a little break for just circus people.
Mayor, what are you? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying, just maybe you should just take.
Did you know that me and my companions have been running around Aberton fixing your problems?
You know,
and you want to put it under one big circus blanket?
Under That's one very... big tent?
Yes, under one big top.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Sorry, just I was really close to the dog.
Well, unfortunately, I have some worse news for you too.
Worse?
Yes. Unfortunately, Sarah has passed on.
And what do you mean passed on? She went to the other town.
She shows him her shoe with her name scrawled on the bottom.
Mother of God!
Unfortunately, a lot of the town's problems were all connected to one person, and her name was Nemanja. And we already took care of her at the circus because she had infiltrated us too, and we were attacking our people. But she already done a great number on the town. Sarah, the Lindell brothers, the Miller's home. She destroyed the mill. She destroyed the water mill.
Deception.
No, I already rolled deception once.
You rolled it on one person.
18.
God damn it. She destroyed the water mill? She destroyed the water mill?
Naz. She's not going down for Naz, damn it.
I can't believe she destroyed the water mill.
It was terrible.
What are they going to do?
Look, they're fine, but Malika's husband, he's badly burned. Her creatures were all around the town. There was some at the church. We dealt with them. They were at the Lindell farm, you know, and then they were at the Miller's house.
You said it was Nemanja?
Yeah, but she's taken care of. We've already taken care of her.
Where Nemanja came from, I need to go talk to them.
I think it would be better if we talk to them.
No. I need to do this
Aberton.
You've fixed all of my problems, and you know.
Yes, and I understand
it's
that.
It's damn time I fix my own problems.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go talk to them.
You should be staying in the town and fix the town's problems. Let us go deal with the Hermitage. You know, it's why we're here. We're here to help, and you know. But your town has suffered a great many losses. You need to get a team. You need to get people together and start rebuilding the mill because that's a huge infrastructure for you. You need to get someone out to the Lindell farm, and you know, there's a lot of bodies to collect.
You're right.
Just tell us where
it is. There's a lot going on. How about in like 4 days? I'll come over, grab you guys, and I'll take you to the.
4 days? No, we'll go tomorrow.
Well, there's too much stuff. I need your help around here. You just said there's so much stuff going around here.
Exactly. And it's your responsibility. We'll go deal with the Hermitage.
Okay. Okay. All right. You deal with it tomorrow.
Yes, we'll come back tomorrow. I'll come by and we'll get directions from you and whatever seal or blessing you need so you can show that I'm, you know, on the up and up with these Hermitage people. But we'll come tomorrow, and we will deal with them.
All right, rest easy.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'm sorry for your loss of your dog.
It wasn't just your dog.
And your mouse.
Thank you.
And she'll return to the group.
You know what? That whole little speech about the dog with the cat and the mouse, that felt very much like a Dr. Seuss book.
All right, you guys can go back to the big tent.
We are. What was that roll for, Joe?
I don't know. You guys going to sleep?
On the way back to the circus, I'm going to ask Fidget.
No, he volunteered to do the work, and you said that we would do it instead. Why is that?
Honestly, you know, Grimlock, you're right. I shouldn't have volunteered us, the group, to do it because, you know, I'm not the leader. I'm not, you know, we should talk about these things together, but...
And you push for tomorrow. That seems pretty soon too.
Look, but I don't expect any of you to understand, but I lived in Aberton for 2 years and I became very close to these people. And seeing what's happened to the Lindell brothers and what happened to Sarah and what happened to Malika and her family, I couldn't be right with myself if I let the mayor go in there into a situation that could possibly be deadly and he can't take care of himself. He has a responsibility to the town, you know? And I want to show the gratitude for having them take me in and feeding me and give me a home for these last 2 years. And I feel like with our with our skills, we could be in the situation and be able to be okay. But if you don't want to do this, I understand. And if you do not want to go, if you don't want to go join me with the Hermitage, I won't blame you. And I'm not, I won't try to concern you. But I will say that if there is danger and there, if there is something wrong with this Hermitage, I can probably make a good guess that we could get rewarded if we deal with it, with any of the stuff we find at the Hermitage, and probably a reward from the mayor. And that could be a lot of good side pocket money for all of us.
Look, I don't mind helping the town, mainly because they're the ones that are, you know, writing our paychecks, per se. With no town, we get no audience and we get no money. So I'm okay with helping them. It's just that sometimes it's, I would like to see a little bit more from the mayor himself. So did he shoot his dog?
No, good luck. I think the dog ate your cracker, your firecracker.
Alleged firecracker.
Look, just between me and you, I know it was your firecracker. Okay, I've I don't like to lie, but I've been lying all day. I've been covering your ass. I've been covering Naz's ass. So, let's just me and you, as if I'm your lawyer. You gotta tell me if you did or not, and I know you did it.
So the dog ate the firecracker, who also
ate a cat.
Had the cat in his mouth,
and the cat had a mouse in its mouth. And it was like a gross chain reaction. I don't even know how it could have happened like that. And
they're just saying the house has other problems on its mind.
I'm just curious on how his son got hurt. Because if the dog ate the firecracker, why is his son's hand bandaged? Did he try to get?
Maybe the mouse had the hand inside of it. I don't know.
So yeah, I also want to reassure everyone that if we eventually do leave this town of Aberton, rest assured, I'm not going to be trying to save every single town we come across. I just, this one just special to me. It's been my home. I'm not.
All right. Okay. Good night, Fidget.
Good night, Grimlock.
How'd it go? How'd it go,
Fidget? Damn it.
Fuck, damn it. I thought we came in quietly. Hello, Professor. Yes, it's been a long day. We're very tired. Grimlock's very beat up. I'm
beat up. Oh, Grimlock, up. What happened to you?
Oh, a lot happened. We did a lot of stuff.
We were talking about maybe doing a second show.
Today?
No, not today.
Okay,
in a few weeks.
Here in Aberton or somewhere else?
Here. Thought I could raise some spirits. But no, you guys go to sleep. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Sounds good, Professor. We'll definitely talk to you tomorrow. And she leaves, whispers to the group, let's make sure we leave really early so he doesn't catch us off guard. Okay? All right. Sounds good.
You guys go to sleep. You wake up in the morning and you hear distant bells ringing. It's about 7 a.m. And you see Malika has come over on a horse and asked to speak to you, Fidget, and she goes, finds your... Do you have a cart now? I forget.
I have my own tent.
Okay. She finds your tent and she asks, Fidget! You up?
I'm awake. And she opens her tent. What's going on?
The mayor's gone.
The mayor's gone?
The mayor's gone. Did you see where he went? Did she tell you anything?
When did he was just gone this morning?
Yeah.
I know where he's going.
Can you get him?
No, I don't know. I don't know where he is. I can't get him.
You said you know where he's going.
I know where he's going, but I don't know where it is. He's going to the Hermitage. He's going to go deal with the druids.
Oh, that's over the yonder.
She gives you a map.
Wait, you mean you knew where it is?
This great plot writing is wonderful.
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have our Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, to have a listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.